Hey everyone, this is Experience Kills. I'm Richard with Ben again.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for, mate?
Because of this game.
Well, we haven't got there yet.
I buried the lead there.
Right, yeah, we're going to talk about a game. As Ben has hinted, it is not my favourite game so far this year. I can't even quite describe the title to you. It's that poorly thought out. Injection Pie 23, it's called. And it's nothing to do with actual pies. It's like the math symbol pie, right?
If pies were involved, so, it might be better.
Injecting pies in some sort of feast-based sexual assault.
I'm thinking of literally thinking of an American Pie now. And I mean, that would be a fun game, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be good.
Better than this?
Yeah, let's play that instead. Injection Pie 23 is a Spanish, it's a really like low budget Spanish horror game, right? And it follows in the footsteps of Silent Hill, Resident Evil, stuff like that. So it's a third person adventure. And it follows around a guy with, a Rain Mac or something. That's all I know about the fella. The website says he really loves his dog and he won't like leave him alone. But I haven't seen a dog in this game yet, so whatever. He's a guy in a coat. And it's set in Malaga or that region, and it's very dark. It's got lots of visual effects that distort what's going on to make it seem creepy and dark and scary. That kind of worked during the intro. I thought, ooh, what can't I see behind all that distortion? And then you get into the actual game and it's a fairly by the numbers horror game that isn't particularly well executed. It has puzzles similar to Resident Evil, really absurd puzzles that make no physical sense in the space that they play out in, and it's so shonky, it's unbelievable. I don't know where to start with it, Ben, to be honest.
In tones very actively on its website, it's sort of connections to Silent Hill, Resident Evil, Alone in the Dark. Does it get anywhere near like being able to use those franchises as touchstones?
It just feels like someone's first go at making a horror game, and they've worked out how clever it is to have you walk into a certain space and then something happens. So very early on, you walk near a door and then the door opens creepily and there's blood in the entrance. And you think, wow. Yeah, someone had fun with that. They showed their mum that they'd done that, right?
What, and they showed their mum that they made it in a game, or that like they cut someone up and put blood in the doorway?
No, they're like, hey mum, I made the door open. Look at this. I learned how to code. It's that sort of vibe where things just happen because someone's worked out that they can. There's a bouncing basketball in it somewhere, and it's supposed to be scary because it comes out of nowhere, but it's actually just comical because the ball bounces so badly and never stops bouncing until it gets trapped in a wall. It's just full of janky moments like that that just aren't scary.
So it seems to me like what you're describing is a student game.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. So it feels bad to be too harsh on it because it's clearly a sort of an amateur production. And someone's tried with this. They've clearly got their heart set on it because apparently it's the first of a trilogy. So they're putting some love into it, but I don't know. There's far too much wrong with it. As I said, it's a Spanish game. It defaults to Spanish language, although it has been translated into English. Sadly, some of the translation hasn't been completed or it's bugged, so it doesn't actually work all of the time. There are notes that you have to pick up throughout the environment to give you clues and background on what's happening. So no surprises, I don't really know what's happening. And some of the clues, because they're not translated into English, it becomes a case of just trying to work out by trial and error what you need to do. So there were a couple of puzzles I worked out just by brute forcing them, and then I found the clue later on. And what makes it harder is some of the, well, pretty much all of the background scenery really obscures the interactive elements within it, to the point that you'll regularly find yourself walking the perimeter of an environment just pressing the action button to see if anything works, because it really isn't clear where you go, what you do, or why. So I don't know, I guess on a blueprint some of these puzzles make sense, but when you're trying to work them out for yourself, it just feels completely at odds with the intent of a horror game. The purpose of a horror game to me is that you should feel trepidation at progressing a bit further and you want to hold back, but this is the opposite of that. The game holds you back and you just want to be able to move on to the next thing. It's boring rather than horrifying.
The gameplay itself, is it just sort of investigating and stuff, or is there combat?
There's some combat later on, so you get a gun and there's some stuff that, you know, some basic survival horror tropes in there. As it starts off, there's no combat in the first chapter, so it's just about evading enemies. It doesn't really tell you how to do that. It throws enemies at you at random. Not at random, they're in like prescribed places, but there's not really any thought given to how you're introduced to these situations. So there's a three-headed dog in there. By the way, there's no real reason behind the design, it seems. It's like whatever character models they thought they could fit in. So there's a three-headed dog pacing around this car park. And this is at the very end of the first chapter. And you've gone through quite a lot of work trying to solve all the puzzles to open this final gate into this car park, which is pretty much the last puzzle. And then this dog jumps out and kills you in a couple of hits. And, you know, it's only by bad luck that the dog was standing behind a door that I walked through at the time that I opened it up. So on the second playthrough, it's pacing around and you can try and identify his walking patterns and all this. But the first time I went through, the dog was just there and I died. That's unforgivable in this case, because you have to go back to the very beginning of the chapter if you die in this game. There is no restart to like a recent checkpoint. You just have to start from the very beginning again. So that really put me off the game as it was. I ventured through and did it all again and got through to the second chapter, and then felt like, well, this is kind of more of the same. It just really is so dull, really, really boring, and I can't imagine why anyone would put any more attention into it to get all the way through this, especially when there's two more parts to come. So sorry, Ben, but
I'm thinking of horror games and I'm thinking of what can make a horror game half decent. I mean, sound design, anything good in that aspect? Or just really by the numbers and rote, like everything else?
There's just nothing notable about it. Nothing notable at all. I mean, the initial introduction where you've got some like spooky looking effects over the intro, it makes you think, well, maybe there's something to this. It has a bit of a vibe of Evil Within to it. Do you know what I mean? That kind of abstract graphical style. But it's just an intro, and then when you see beneath the surface of that, there's just nothing there, and there's no trepidation in walking around. It's just boredom and frustration for the entire experience.
So I think that, there you go, that's your pull quote, just boredom and frustration for the entire experience. So we'll leave it at that then.
I think so. Okay. We'll move on to something else. But thanks for tolerating me having a whinge, Ben. Much appreciated. I've got it out of my system now.
And once again, I apologise.
So anyway, sorry to put listeners through that, but I've probably saved you a few pennies. Don't bother with that. Listen to us for other games that we'll enjoy more. You can find us at Experience Kills on Twitter. I'm at Colonel Red on Twitter. Ben, where are you?
I am at DIYE on Twitter.
Okay, and follow all of our channels. So we're on YouTube, and you can find our podcasts on Spotify, all over actually. We're in all sorts of places.
We are. I can't remember where. We're spreading like a virus.
Look for us, and I'll be more cheerful next time. Speak to you soon.
Bye.